Begin the current daf, Masechtas Nazir, daf Yud Ches. Begin on the second line down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. That is, Rav Ashi had asked the question, although we learned in our Mishnah that there's a fundamental difference between a Nazir Tar Shenitma and a Tameh Shenazir in the sense of you become obligated in a carbon of Tumah or not, and that is a Nazir that's Tar. The Pasuk says that when he becomes Tameh, after he purifies himself from his Tumah, he has to do Taklachas, cut off his hair, and he has to bring karbonis of tumah. On that, the Mishnah said that someone that was tumah from his inception, during the time that he was in the cemetery, he accepted upon himself in the Naziris. The Mishnah tells us he does not have to bring his carbon of tumah, meaning when he purifies himself and he's about to begin his Naziris, he does not have to bring a carbon from the fact that he was tumah. But Rav Ashi's question is, although as we proved that even let's say according to Rabbi Yochanan that you would get lashes for being tummy, even though you were in tummy from the beginning. But the question Rav Ashi has is, now that you're becoming tahar, although you don't have to bring a carbon, but however, do you have to do taglachas? Do you cut your hair as a way of beginning your new nazir to tahara or not? That was Rav Ashi's question. The Gemara tried bringing rayas, and they were inconclusive. So Gemara continues and says, Tashema will bring a conclusive raya for the following brisa. Brisa quotes a pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Vav pasuk Tes, that begins regarding this context of becoming tummy as a nazir. It says, "V'chiyomus meisolov befesa pisim." That if suddenly the person, the nazir, comes in contact with a dead person, so the pasuk, the brayser quotes is "v'timei reish nizra." So he's metame; he makes it richly impure. His head of naziris, where the pasuk concludes, "the begilach reisha b'yim tarasa." So he has to now cut off his hair on the day that it becomes tahar, and then he starts over again his counting of his naziris. So the Braisa says, what you can learn from the Pasuk is, B'tahar shenitma kasa medaber. Obviously the Pasuk is talking about someone that was tahar as a nazir, and then it became tummy. It says that tomar a nazir, and then he becomes a contact with a dead person. Oh, now the Rosh Nizra that he had already a head full of naziras, that becomes tummy. He has to cut it off and start over. That is what the Braisa says you can learn from the Pasuk, Shehu toin havoz sar, v'havoz siparan. He, that type of a nazir, that was tahar and became tummy, he has to now cut off all his hair and bring bird offerings when he purifies himself before he starts over again his naziris. But the lifter, as a nazir bekever, that comes to exclude someone that became a nazir while he was already in the cemetery. She'ein toy navo asar, where he does not have to cut off his hair, favos tiparan, and he does not have to bring the birds, the karbanos, that a nazir tar shenitma brings after he becomes tar. The reason being, the Braisa explains why we need a pasuk to illustrate this, is because of our loydvarm kal v'chaymer. And that is, if we didn't have this drasha, this mead from the pasuk, actually it would have been a kal v'chaymer to say that if a nazir tar shenitma needs these two, then actually a nazir, a tamei shenazir, who from his inception was tamei, for sure would need to do taglachas. Why? Because a mat tar shenitma, if regarding a nazir there was tar, and then became tamei, and he needs to take over his hair and bring these birds. Meaning, even though from his inception he was tahar, so someone that from the beginning was tummy, which in a sense his tummy is even stronger because he was tummy before he even became a nazir, isn't it a kavuchaymer? Wouldn't we for sure say that he would have to cut off his hair and bring birds in his purification process before he starts his naziris? Because he really is connected with his Tumah, and he has to get done with that before he starts his Nizbitahara. Tamalema, that's what the Braisa teaches, Vitime Reish Nizrei, that it's only someone that had a Reish Nizrei and was a Metamet. In other words, B'misho Yitar V'nitmah HaKazam Dab. The Pasuk that's mandating Taglachas and bringing a Karbanis is only someone that was Tar and then became Tumah. She'itoin HaVoy Sarva V'Sipar, and he has to take off his hair and bring the birds. But the lifter is a nazir bekever that's coming to exclude someone that became a nazir while it was already tummy in the cemetery. So Shema Minah, we have a clear braisa that answers Rav Ashi's question. That is, not only is the tummy shenazir, as the Mishnah tells us, going to be exempt from a carbon of tumah, but he's also going to be exempt from the other element that comes when he's mitar himself, which is from the cutting off of his hair before he begins his naziris. And that it only applies to a nazir tar shenitma, but not to a tummy shenazir. Nothing more goes back to ask, Man Tana Hadatan Rabban, who is the Tana of the Brice that we mentioned on Daf Yud Zayin? The Brice that we mentioned was that said, Ein Bein Tamei Shenazir, there is no difference between a Tamei, meaning as he was a Tamei, he made himself into a Nazir, l'nazir tar shenitma to a nazir that was a regular tar nazir who then became tamei. The only difference between them is it's just that the tamei who then made himself into nazir, his seventh day of tahara, when he finally finishes the third and seventh day of spring and he immersed himself in the mikvah on day seven, even before sundown, he's already essentially basically tar regarding the processes that he has to do. Therefore, already on day seven, which of his tahara, he could start counting day one of his new naziris. Whereas with nazir tar shenitma ain't shvi shalo oilam minyan. But regarding a nazir that was tar that became tamei, that he can't count his day seven of his tahara process towards the new count of naziris that he has to start counting. Rather, he has to wait till the next day when he brings his karbanis. That will be day one of his naziris. So the Gemara asks, who is the Tana of that price? So Amar Rav Chisdi says, Rebbe. He must be going like Rebbe. Because the Amar Rebbe, Rebbe is of the opinion that a naziris tahara chala ila ad shmini. He's the one that holds that a naziris of tahara, who he had become tamei, now he's becoming tar again, it only resumes, meaning starts over, on day eight of the tahara process. Because the Itam Rebbe Yisi, Rebbe Yehuda, because if he would entertain that it's who argues on Rebbe, who is Rebbe Yisi by Yehuda, Ha'aman Naziris to Tahara, but he says that Naziris of even another Tar that becomes Tamei, Mishvi Hudechaila, it actually starts activated again. You can start counting from fresh on day seven already. And that's obviously not like the Tana of that Braisa, who says that's only by a Tamei Shanazar, not by another Tar Shanitma. So the Gemara says, my Rebbe, my Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, what is this machlokes between these two Tanoim that the Rav Chisda is explaining that Braisa is going like Rebbe? The Tana like Lino Braisa. The Pasuk about Midbar, this is in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yed Aleph, says, the beginning of the Pasuk there, it says that V'asa Kohen, the Kohen has to do, Echad L'chatas V'echad L'Oila, one of the Karbanis is brought as a Chatas, one as an Oila. It says, V'chipra Lov Mashachata Ala Nefesh, that then he will atone for himself, because as a Nazir he's not allowed to become Tomei, but he did, so he has to bring one Chatas, one Oila. And that's what the Pasuk there concludes, as the Braisa quotes, V'kidesh Esreisha B'yemahu, and then on that day, he will sanctify his hair. What does that mean? Beyom havoz karbanosav, on the day that he brings his karbanis, which is on day eight, because you cut your hair when you become tamei, when on day seven of the purification process, and the next day is when he brings his karbanis, as the psukim there mentioned. So it's only then that his kedushas roishay begin, as it says, v'kedushas roishay bayemahu, on that day, which it's talking about, what's that day in that pasuk of Amid, but it's talking about his karbanas that he's bringing, which is on day eight. Now the reason is why that's called the Kiddushas Reish is because the growth of the hairs, which is for the Naziris of Tahara, for his regular Naziris count, it says Kodesh Yigodl Para, that we see that the growth of the hair is considered his sanctification. So we see clearly, the Kiddushas Reish, when does he start growing his hair, the sanctification of his growths? That's Bayemahu, which is on the day that he brings his karbanas, because that's what it's the Pasuk told me. What's that day? The day of V'asa Kohen, Echel L'chatas V'echel Oila. Divi Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe, and therefore he's the Tana of Abraisa that we just quoted, where another Tar Shanitma only starts counting from day eight. Whereas Rebbe Yehuda, I mean, he says, no, Bayom Tiglachtoi. What does it mean, Bayom Ahu, on that day? It means actually on day seven of his purification process, which is the day when he cuts off his hair. And later on, the Gemara is going to explain that how does he say that that's Bayom Ahu? Doesn't it sound like from the context of that pasuk, on that day is the day that he brings his karbanas? But that's the machlokes of Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe, and hence that price is like Rebbe. Now, however, v'haditnam, but the Mishnah that we learned in Masechtas Krisis that says Nazir shenitma tumas harbim, a Nazir that becomes tamei many times, einu mevi ilo karban echad. In other words, although they're considered distinct tumos, he's only going to bring one carbon. Mantano, who's the Tana of that Mishnah? On that, Rav Chisdi says that's Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. That must be going like Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda and not like Rebbe. Because the Amar, he's the one that says, as we just quoted, Naziris Tahara Mishvi Chayla, that the new Naziris, when you become purified from your Tumah, starts on day seven. Now that is why, as the Rush explains, that the mission there is calling it Tumais Harba, many different Tumais, because essentially, already on day seven, you already started counting a new Naziris. So you essentially already tar, if you become Tummy again, then that's a new Tumah. So how are you going to have, if it's a new tumah, so why are you only bringing one carbon? Every single time you make yourself tameh, you have to start over and bring a carbon. So why, how is it that it's many tumas but one carbon? So that's only like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Kugain, for example. Shenitma b'shvi, the person became tameh on his day seven of his purification process. Because of an itman b'shvi, and then again he became tummy on the seventh day. Now, Mani, who would that be going like? Like a beast by Yehuda, he. Why? Because kiven de leyotzer shohar ru'ui lehevi carbon, since he's only on day seven of his purification process, he didn't get an opportunity for being able to bring a carbon, because bring your carbon is only on the day after day seven, on day eight. So therefore, in the chayim el carbon echad. That's why you're only liable for one carbon. Yes, we're calling it many tumah. It's not one long tumah. It's not like in your days of tumah you became tumah again. That's considered one tumah. What does it mean, tumah's harba? If you went through your 7 days of tahara process, on day seven, according to Beis Yehuda, you already started counting your new nazirs of tahara. If you become tumah in day seven, that's a new tumah. Now, if it's a new tumah, so then why is it only one carbon? That's what the Gemara is describing, is because you could only be obligated in a new carbon if you had already had the opportunity to bring your first carbon. When you already made it to day eight, then you could bring your carbon. Then, after that, then if you become tummy again, now that's obligating in a new tumma of a new carbon. But here, that it was on day seven, which is a unique situation according to Beis Yehuda, where it's a new tumma, but you can't make a new carbon if you didn't yet become obligated, even in the first carbon yet. Now, as the Gemara proves this, the Itame Rebihi. Because if you would entertain that the Bryce, that the Mishnah Masechtas Krisis is going like Rebbe, then the problem is Rebbe is the one that holds that the Nazirus of Tahara only begins on day 8. Now, Ida Nitman B'Shvi, if it's like the case you just described before, that it became Tamei on day 7, Bechazav Nitman B'Shvi, and then again on the next time it became Tamei on day 7, or and then Bechazav Nitman B'Shvi again it became Tamei on day 7, Kula Tumah Arichdihi, they're all one long Tumah. Because you never yet became tahar to become tummy again. So if you're in your state of tumah, you're working towards your tahar process, but you're not tahar yet, you can't start counting your nizir of tahar, you can't call it tumas harba. Now, and therefore, obviously, then there would be no chiddush as one carbon. Of course, it's one carbon. And v'id de nitma b'shmini, because of nitma b'shmini, and if we'd be talking about, if you want to say the Mishnah then increased like Rebbe, that he became tummy on day 8, which, according to Rebbe, you already could start counting on the nizir of tahara. And it could be a new tumah to have tumas harba, and then again it happens on day 8. But hare yatzasa shah sharu lehevi carbon. The problem with that is that then you would already have been at a time where you're fit to bring a new carbon, because day 8, not only according to Rebbe do you become tar, but you actually could bring your new carbonus. That's when you could bring your carbon for your naziris of tumah. And then the problem is then the Mishnah of Krisis wouldn't say that you would be chayv only one carbon, you actually would be chayv two carbonus. So therefore, either way you look at it, it's impossible to be like Rebbe, because if it's day 7, then you know it's not called Tumas Arba. And if it's day 8, then there wouldn't be one carbon, there would be more than one carbon. It would be two or three, whatever many times that you became Tamei of Karbanas. So therefore, that's what Rav Chisda said, the Braisa must be going like Rebbe, and this Mishnah Krisis must be going like Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. Now, the Gemara asks, my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe that he says that the Nazirus of Tahara only begins on the next day, on day 8, when you bring your karbanas? So Omar cards, because the pasuk says, the sequence of the pasuk seems to indicate, it says, the chiper, olav, that it will be an atonement for this person, which is when he brings his karbanas, which is on day 8, mashachata ala nafesh, that which he had sinned regarding his soul, meaning that he become tamil nefesh, and only bahadur, only then does the pasuk say, v'kiddush es reishai, then he sanctifies his head, which means to say that you only start counting your new Nazirus of Tahara after that you already brought your Karbanos, which is on day 8. Now, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with that? He says, Im Kain, if the interpretation was like how Rebbe just said, Le Makra B'Kiddush Es Roishai, then the Pasuk should have just said, like you just said, it should have said, B'Chipro La Mashachat Ala Nefesh, and ended off B'Kiddush Es Roishai, that he sanctifies his head and nothing more. And because I would know by default, that is going back on what the Pasuk had just been saying, which is when is the Kiddush Reishai, which is when you have a Chiper, which is when you have your Karbanos, which is on day 8, because that's what the Pasuk is talking about. Now, however, as we continue our time at Beis, but that's what Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, B'yemuhu lamalib, then why is this end of the Pasuk saying on that day? What do you mean that day? Of course, we're talking about that day. That's the day of a Chiper. Chiper is Reishai, but he's saying you do the atonement, and then it says the Kiddush Reishai. So we'll know it's on that day of the 8th day. So what's that day coming to say? So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, in English meaning, if it can't be telling us the 8th day, because 8th day we would know by itself, Tineu in English Shvi. That's why he learns it must be coming to say which day is that day. A different day, which is the day of the 7th day, which is the day when he cuts off his hair, because there's two procedures that he does. He cuts off his hair, That's on the seventh day. He brings the karbanos on the eighth day. If the Kiddush HaSreisha was on the eighth day, I wouldn't say Bayemahu because I would know that's what the Pasuk's talking about. By saying Bayemahu, must be talking about the seventh day. Now, so the Gemara asks, Rebbe Nami, according to Rebbe also, it's difficult. Haksib Bayemahu, what does he do with this on that day? That seems to be superfluous according to him, because if it's going on what it just had said in the Pasuk, which is the Chippur, which are the karbanos, I know day eight. Why does it say that day? So that Amlecha Rebbe would tell you, Hahu Lahachi Hu Da'asa. That Bayemahu is coming to teach an added halacha, not to say day seven, but Lamelcha rather to tell you, Afa Pishalo Hevi Karbanoisa. Even though he didn't bring his karbanos yet. In other words, as Tosfos explains, the simple translation of the Pasuk sounds like that actually the new Naziris would not begin until, like the Pasuk said, V'chipur, until you actually do the atonement of the Oila and the Chatas, which says in the Pasuk, before the Kiddush HaSreisha. But now that we have the extra words, Bayomahu, that's coming to say that no, on that day, meaning on the eighth day of when you bring the karbanos, even though you didn't bring the karbanos, the Naziris of Tahar will begin, but not like how Rabbi Yisrael Behuda had said that it's to say even the day before on day seven. So that's, again, the sources for the machloikas of Rebbe and Rabbi Behuda, which again was quoted in that Braisa, which again Rav Chisda says that the Braisa is like Rebbe, and the Mishnah increases is like Rabbi Yisrael Behuda. Now the Gemara asks on Rav Chisda. For Rav Chisda, my duch ge lo ukme. What pushed him to establish the Mishnah Masechtas creases? In other words, because it sounded like that it has to be like Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, because we said, according to Rabbi, either way it's not going to work out. Day seven, it's not considered Tumas Harba, because it's still within his, he only becomes Tar on day eight, as we just described. Day eight, so then you wouldn't be Chayv just one carbon. You already Chayv many carbons because you already had to bring your first carbon. Becoming Tumas again would make you liable for another carbon. So therefore, Rav Chisda said it's like Rabbi Yisrael Behuda. And that the Gemara asks, but look, make a going to nitma the chazia b'leil shmini, and the Tosfos takes out the word the chazia. We could say that the case of the Mishnah is talking about where the nazir became tame on the night of the eighth day, meaning after the seventh day, going into the eighth day. On that night, the Rebbe he. We could say that the Mishnah increase is going like Rebbe. Why? It would be called tumas harbe, because once the night of the eighth day begins. So that's already by Yomahu. That begins his Naziris of Tahara. But you would still be bringing one carbon because you wouldn't yet have what's called Yatza Shah Sharui Lahivi carbon. You're not able to bring your carbon yet for that first one because that's only up until when daybreak. You can't bring a carbon at nighttime, only during the day. So therefore, that would be a good interpretation according to Rebbe. Why does he say the Mishnah increases has to be like Reis Behuda? Even according to Rebbe, you could have where it's Tumas Harbe because it's already the eighth day, because the night is the beginning of the eighth day, and therefore you would have already your Tumas Harbe, but you would only have one carbon because it's only that you consider that you have a new obligation of carbon if you already had your first obligation, but that first obligation only begins on the eighth day after daybreak, not during the night time. So why say it's like only like a Reza Behuda? So that the Gemara wants to infer. So from the fact that Rav Chisda did not say that Mishnah increases is like Rabbi, let's prove that obviously he holds that nighttime is not considered lacking timing for the bringing of a carbon. In other words, that anything that its time is during the daytime, we say halachically that really begins in the beginning of that halachic day, which is already from the nighttime. It already has the status of that day. So, in other words, even though you don't bring karbanos at nighttime, but it's considered that you are obligated in the carbon. I mean, you're obligated. It's not considered mechus zman. It's not lacking time. You're already obligated in that carbon. The second day eight begins, which is at nighttime already. Now, you just can't bring it. And now that's why the Gemara is trying to infer that Rav Chisda says it's not like Rabbi, because if it was like Rabbi, actually, if you became tummy on the night of the eighth day, you actually would already be chayv in two karbanos. Because Laila is Lav Mechus Esman, who... So Nadam Rav Ad Bahavi says, no. You can't prove that he holds Laila is not considered as if it's lacking opportunity yet, an obligation of bringing karbanas. Because Habaha Talia, it's actually interdependent one on the other. In other words, you can't resolve this question and say that obviously Laila is not considered as if you're not obligated yet from the fact that it's not that he didn't say it's like Rebbe. Because even if you say that the nighttime is considered lacking in time, that is if you're not obligated yet in your carbon list, you still wouldn't be able to say that the Mishnah increased like Rebbe. As the Gemara explains, because they actually depend on one or the other, as follows. Because if you say that nighttime is considered yet not the time of bringing carbonus yet, and you're not yet obligated to carbon, so then, amos merci le carbon, what does that mean? So when are you fit and then obligated to bring your carbonus? That's only the tzafra, that's the next morning. If so, says the Gemara, Naziris namelo chayla tzafra, according to Rabbi then, by default, the Naziris of Tahara would also not take effect until the morning, because if you recall, the source for Rebbe is, because the Pasuk says v'chiper, you have your atonement, you bring the karbanas, then the end of the Pasuk says v'kiddush es roishe, then you begin counting your Naziris of Tahara, which means to say that only when you could bring the karbanas, that's when the Naziris of Tahara takes effect. But if you become tummy at nighttime, even though it's night of the eighth day already, that's going to be considered one long tumma. So therefore that won't be considered tumas harbe. Now, so therefore that wouldn't work from that angle, wouldn't be considered Tumas Arba. And if you're going to say that the nighttime is not considered Mechus Hazman, it's already a time that's fit for Karbanas, you just can't bring them. Nazirat Tahara, Chayla Ma'urta. But then the thing is then according to Rabbi, then actually that would mean that his Nazirat Tahara would already begin at nighttime. And therefore, if you become Tame at nighttime, you wouldn't bring just one carbon. You would bring a carbon for every single time becoming Tame, like someone that becomes Tamei on day 8, and that's why Meman of Shach, either way you look at it, Rav Chizkiah couldn't say that the Mishnah is like Rebbe, but not because you can prove that he holds that Laila Lav Mechus Hazmanu. That obviously that means to say that, that means to say that you could obviously bring Karbanis already at the nighttime according to Rebbe, you just can't halachically, but that's when you become obligated, and that's why he wouldn't be considering it that it's only one Karban, and that is what the Gemara says, no. You're right, it's not going to be like Rebbe. It could be because he holds Laila is Lav Mechus Hazmanu, and that's why it's not like Rebbe, because then you would be obligated in many karbanis, not just one, but it could be the other way too. It could be that Laila is Mechus Hazman, it's not yet the time of being obligated in karbanis, but then, because of Rebbe's interpretation, neither would that be considered a case of Tumas Arba, because according to Rebbe, it's not just getting to the eighth day. By Yom Ha'u doesn't say the eighth day, it's also integral for the other part of the pasuk, which is, as it starts off, V'chiper, has to be the time of the eighth day when you could bring your karbanos already. So you don't have to actually bring the karbanos, as the Gemara had said on the top of the Yomit. It could be even by Yom Ha'u. But the by Yom Ha'u, in the context of V'chiper first, when you could already bring your karbanos, that's only by daybreak, and that's why the Mishnah, either way you look at it, whether you say it's Mechus Hazman or not Mechus Hazman, cannot be like Rebbe, and that's where Rav Chizkiah said it has to be like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Now the Gemara continues on this topic and says, Gufa. Now, the Rush points out that this gufa is not like how it's normally used throughout Shas in the Talmud, that it repeats something that was mentioned beforehand. Rather, as the Rush says, Lashon Nazir Mishuna, the terminology used in Masechet Nazir is different than throughout the rest of Shas. Because here, actually, the brisa that the Gemara is about to bring was never quoted before. It's just because the reason why it's calling it gufa is because we had mentioned this topic just now with Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. So now the Gemara brings another brisa that mentions different opinions regarding this halacha about when does the Naziris of the Tahara of another Tamei begin? Is it on day 7, day 8? When on day 8? So therefore that's why it calls it gufa, but really this is not a brisa that we quoted before. But the Gemara quotes the following brisa. Nitme b'shvi, b'chazav nitme b'shvi. If someone became Tamei on day 7 of his purification process, and then again became Tamei on the 7th day. So this first opinion mentioned says, Eina mevi ela karbon echad. You only bring one carbon, again, because you really didn't have an opportunity of being obligated in the carbon in the first place until the following day. Whereas nitma b'shmini, v'chazav nitma b'shmini. But if you became tamei in the eighth day, when already you're viable, you're able to bring the carbon, but then you became tamei, and then again you become tamei on another time on day 8, so mevi karbon al kol echad v'echad, you bring a carbon for every single time, so even though you never ended up becoming a Nazir Tahar, but since your Nazir of Tahar begins on that day, so it's going to be considered a distinct Tumah to be Mechayev, another carbon of a carbon Tumah of a Nazir. Now, moreover, this Tana says, Maschil Umayin Miyad. That is, you count and you begin the counting right away on the 7th day of your Tahar process. After you already sprayed yourself on day 3 and day 7, and you immersed yourself in your mikvah on the 7th day, that's the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Now, the reason is, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Yeza holds, like Rabbi Yisrael Behuda that we just quoted before, that the Nazir of Tahara begins already on day 7. That's already when you considered a Nazir of Tahara. And he says that you could prove this from the Gemara later on, the Memtesim and Beis and Perek Kohen Gadol. Now, on that, the Rosh says that how does the Gemara know this, that Rabbi Eliezer is going like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda? Truth is, you could say that when Rabbi Eliezer says, meaning although this is obvious from the Gemara later on, but you could say that Rabbi Eliezer actually, when he says that Maskel Moin Miyad, what's Miyad? Maybe Miyad means immediately on day 8. What would that mean immediately? Why is that Miyad? To say that even though you didn't bring your Karbonis yet, which would exclude from the opinion of the Chachamim that we're shortly going to court in this Braisa, who they say that if you didn't bring your carbon yet on of Tumah, then you actually cannot start beginning to count your new Naziris of Tahara until you bring your carbon Chatas. So why, how does the Gemara, again, the Rush is explaining that when Rabbi Eliezer says, Maschel Moed Miyad, that's a reference to day 7, as is obvious from the Gemara later on, Daf Mem Tes. But how does the Gemara know that it means day 7? Maybe Miyad means immediately in the beginning of the 8th day, even though, meaning like as we had mentioned from Rebbe, in contrast to, let's say, the Pinyin Chacham we're going to quote shortly, that said that, no, even if you came up to day 8, it's not yet your Nazir of Tahara until you bring your Karbanis. So, now that the Rosh says is because Rabbi Eliezer is the one that said in our Mishnah, he said the words Loi Bay Bayim. He said that the halacha of bringing a Karban Tumah is not if it was that the person became tummy on the first day of his Naziris. Then it's not going to be Seiser what you had counted before. And the reason being is, of course, it has to be by Yom Yerushalayim Yiplo, it has to be more than one day. Now, so therefore, the proof is as follows. From the fact that Rabbi Eliezer is saying that when you become tummy by Yom HaShmini, and again by Yom HaShmini, each one is going to make you liable for Karban Tumah, obviously you have to say that he holds that when you maschil ha-moin miyad, it means to say that it was from yesterday already. Because it would be from today on day 8, even let's say before the Karbanis, but then that wouldn't fit into Rabbi Eliezer's criteria as we see in our Mishnah, that the only way you bring a Karban Tumah and that Hayyam Rishayim Yiplu was only if it was Hayyam Rishayim, that you're already one day past, you're already on day 2. But if day 8 was day 1, for the new counting of the Naziris of Tahara, then Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't say you'd be Chayiv, a Karban of Tumah. So that's how it's obvious, again, as the Gemara later on interprets, that when Rabbi Eliezer says over here, Maschel Moed Miyad, it means from day 7. Now, moreover, the Rosh says that later on when the Gemara says that when they're looking for who's the one that says that it's on day 7 that you begin your Naziris of Tahara, and they say it's Rabbi Eliezer, truth is they could have said just as well that it's Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, who we just quoted before of the same opinion. And so to previously, when we're looking for who is the Tana of the Mishnah Masechtas Krisis that says it already begins on day 7, And Rabbi Chizda said it's Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, he could have just as easily said it's Rabbi Eliezer that we're quoting over here in this Braisa. So again, that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that he holds that it actually begins in Nazir of Tahara on day 7, but the Karbanis are only from day 8 to day 8, because Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasi holds that you need to have at least one day past your first day, so that it could be by Yom Rishonim Yiplu to be Mechayiv in Naziris of Tumah of your Karbanis. That's Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim, they say, no, Karban Echad Al HaKoil. If you're becoming not only from Shvi to Shvi, but even on the eighth day, you become Tamei again, you're only going to be Chayav for one Karban for all those times you're becoming Tamei. Ad Sheyavi Chatasai. Until you bring your Karban Chatas. Then, Hevi Chatasai V'nitma, the Hevi Chatasai V'nitma, if you bring your Karban Chatas and then become Tamei, and then you bring your Karban Chatas and you're about to start and again you become Tamei, then maybe carbon alcohol echavecha. Then you're going to bring a carbon for each individual time becoming tummy. The reason being is because the chacham hold hevi chatasi v'lo hevi ashamai, that as long as you brought your carbon chatas, even if you didn't yet bring your carbon asham, which is what's brought when you become, when you finish your days of tumma as a nazir, and then you start again your nazir of tahara, mind that you could already start counting. That's the opinion of the chacham. Next opinion holds Rabbi Shmuel Benoi Shabirim Berekam. He says that no. Just like the Karban Chatas, you, the Chacham, agree that it will withhold your ability to start counting your Naziris of Tahara, so to his other Karban, that of Asham, if he didn't bring it yet, he cannot yet start counting his Naziris of Tahara, and therefore if it becomes Tamei before, even though it's already on day 8, it's not going to be Mechayvim in another Karban. So that's the Braisa with these three opinions, Rabbi Eliezer, Chacham, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishai ben Yochanan Berakeh. So the Gemara wonders, Bishlam Rabbi Eliezer, we understand the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that he says then maschel amoyd miyad. You begin in zirster of tahara already on day 7. On makrub, because the pasuk says in midbar the kiddush es reisha biyemahu. As we mentioned this before, that he grows, he begins the growing of his new sanctified here on that day. What does it mean that day? Afa bishulahev karbonisav. Even though he didn't yet bring his karbonis, which we said, even Rabbi, who said it's really on day 8, says that as long as the time came for that, according to Rabbi, was as long as you came to the time of bringing your karbonis. On that we said, as long as it's that day, even though you didn't bring it yet. But now, what we're saying here, as the Rosh explains, is even if it didn't even come the time of bringing the karbonis, that's which day? That's day 7, because again, Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, who we mentioned before, where it says it doesn't have to say by Yemahu. Why does it say by Yemahu? Must mean that it's not just the day when you bring your karbanos, which is day 8, but even day 7. Now, as Rashi explains, there's 4 different opinions that we're mentioning. There's Rabbi Yisrael Behuda and Rabbi Eliezer, who is one opinion that is from day 7 is when the Nazirus of Tahara begins. Then you have the opinion of Rabbi, who we mentioned before, not in this Braisa, who he argues with Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, that the Nazirus of Tahara begins only on day 8, but even though you didn't yet bring your karbanos. The third opinion, which is the Chacham mentioned in this Braisa, they hold that no, the Nazirus of Tahara will not begin, even though it's already day 8, until you bring your karmachatas. And then you have the fourth opinion, Bishmal, who says that no, even if you didn't bring your asham, even if you brought your chatas, the Nazirus of Tahara will not begin until you also bring your asham. So again, Rabbi Eliezer, we understand, because Bayema, who comes to say, what do you mean that day? That day, even if you didn't have a chippur yet, even though you didn't bring your karbanos yet, which again, according to Rabbi, that would mean day 8. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, who's like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, says that no, Bayema, who's coming to say even the day before of day 7. Now, Rabbanon, according to Rabban, hahu, that word Bayema, who, which we asked according to everybody, what's that coming to teach? Because if you need to bring your karbanos of a chippur, so that's what it is, a chippur. And at that time, when you have a chippur, you have a karban, then the kiddush es reishei. That's when the sanctification of the year begins. Why say bayemahu? Shabbat say that hahu is coming to exclude afa pishlevi ashamai, even though you didn't yet bring your carbon asham. Now the reason being is because since it says v'kiddush es reishei after you bring your 2 tayim or 2 b'nei yayna, before it talks about the asham, is coming to say that even though you didn't bring your carbon asham, that's what a bayemahu is coming to say on that day. Meaning qualifying, even though you didn't bring yet all your karbanos, even though you didn't bring your karban asham yet. But Eli Bishmol, but the Gemara asks, but according to Bishmol, Hahu Lamali, what does Bayemahu do for him? As the question that we had asked before, Bayemahu Lamali, is that according to everybody, you're excluding something, because if you're not excluding anything, just say Bechipur, say or talk about your 2 karbanos you have to bring, and then Bekiddush Es Reishei, we know that it's going back on what we said before. What's Bayemahu coming to say? So Amalach Bishmol would tell you, Hahu, what does Hahu come to say, to exclude? Alpha Bishlahebi Oilasai. That even though he didn't yet bring his carbon Oila, still his Nazirus of Tahara will begin as long as he brought his carbon Chatas and his carbon Asham. Now the reason why he excludes Oila is as the Rosh says, since the Oila was the last thing mentioned there in the Pasig, that's why we say that that's the one that's the most unnecessary in the sense of beginning your Nazirus of Tahara. That's what Bayemahu is coming to exclude. But the Gemara says, Rabbanan, they would tell you that no. You can't say Bayemahu is excluding Ayla. Rather, they say it's excluding Asham, not like Yerushmal, because Ayla doesn't need to be excluded, because during Ba'amahu, it's just what's called like a gift in general, meaning it's an Ayla is never brought as an atonement. And therefore, we wouldn't say that that would withhold the ability of beginning in the Nazirus of Tahara. That's why they say it's not excluding the Ayla, but rather that of Asham. Now the Gemara asks, "My Tamar de Rabbanu, what's the reasoning of the Rabbanu?" Now, although the Gemara just explained what's the reasoning of the Rabbanu, the Rashi explains the Gemara's question is that we understand, according to Rabbi Eliezer, for example, that he learns out his halacha from Bayim Hahu, which means to say that even if he's just on that day, which is not the day of the Chippur, which is going to be day 7, because he learns out that that's starting you on day 7. Now, moreover, we understand the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, that Hahu is excluding the least element of the obligations of the Nazir of the Nazirs of Tumah, which is the carbon of Ayla, that even though you didn't bring that, the Nazirs of Tahara will take effect. Now the reason is because that it says it before the Ayla, In other words, before the Kiddush, the last thing that it says over there is the Karban Oila, so that's why we'd be excluding that. But what the Gemara's question is, according to the Rabbanan, that they say that it's coming to exclude the Asham, the problem is that you don't need a Pasuk to exclude the Asham. The reason being is because it says the Kiddush is Reishai before it says Asham. It doesn't mention Asham there in that Pasuk. In that Pasuk, it talks about just the Chatas and the Oila. Those are the two Karbanas that it says over there. So, look, Rabbi Elazar, we understand because Ahu, as we taught from Rabbi Yehuda, says the day before. Rabbi Shmuel, okay, so the last thing it mentions there in the Pasuk is the Oila, so that's what it's excluding. But according to the Chachamim, why do you need a Pasuk of Bayom Ahu to exclude an Asham? But Asham doesn't say there in that Pasuk, it just says Chatas and Oila, and then Kiddush is Reishai, and therefore then we would know that the Kiddush is Reishai is only dependent only as much as the Chatas and the Oila. So why do I need Hahu, which is an exclusion, to exclude Asham, which is not even said there in that Pasuk, where it says it later on? So I think that's what the Gemara's question is in my time of the Rabbanan. So that's what the Gemara answers, that the reasoning of the Rabbanan is because there's another Pasuk that comes into play. The time that we learn the Braisa. The Pasuk says, in Bamidbar, and this is Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis, it says, V'hizr la'Hashem es yimei nizri, that he'll be a Nazir all the days of his Naziris to Hashem. Vehavi keves ben shenasi la'asham. He'll bring the lamb that's in its first year for his asham, because there, as the pasuk there concludes, that we're talking about vayom yishanim yiplu, and the first days that he had counted will fall by the way. So kitami nizir, because he had become tami during his naziris, and that's why he has to start over. Now the question the brisa asks is matam alemu. What's the pasuk teaching us? In other words, there's an obvious question here in the pasuk. It first mentions starting over your naziris. Vehizir la'ashem esimei nizir. And then it mentions the carbon that you have to bring of Asham, which is because of the Tumah that you had. Shouldn't you first finish your Karbanus of Naziris that you had for your Tumah, and then start over the Naziris? So that's what the Braisa says, Afishim et Sinu, because since we find Shekol Asham, Shabbat Tarish, Ein Ma'akvin, generally when we have a carbon Asham, they are Ma'akiv, they withhold the validity of moving on. For example, Asham Tole, which is when you have a doubt if you did an Isser or not, you don't have a kapara, at least in the interim, until you bring Asham Tali. So to an Asham Me'ila for misappropriating Hekdesh, or an Asham Gezelis for theft, they all withhold the validity of one's full atonement. So to an Asham Etzaira, which will withhold his ability to consume Kadshim. Therefore, the Braisa says, which is going according to the opinion of the Chachamim, Yechalav Zeh Me'akva, you would think that the Asham, in other words, the reason why we need these interpretations of Bayema to exclude is because we would have thought that the Asham would withhold the validity, just like it generally does. So the Braisa continues on top of your testament of Tamalama, that's what the Pasuk teaches in its chronology. First Vehizr, and then later on the Pasuk says Vehavi, which tells you, Afa Pichaloi Havi Hizr. Even though you didn't yet bring your carbon Asham, still you're going to already be counting towards your new Naziris. Now, so that's what this Braisa says. That how do you know the Asham is not Ma'akiv from the Pasuk of Behizir Behavi? But how does that answer the question that we asked before, that, okay, so we understand the interpretation of the Chachamim, but the problem is, the main premise of our question was, why do you need Hahu to exclude? Asham is said later on. So, okay, you told us why you would need, although it's said later on, to think that it would be Ma'akiv, because in general, but you bring a different Pasuk of Behizir Behavi that says not Ma'akiv. But the Chachamim that we mentioned before, we said it's because they say, Hahu comes to exclude. What does Hahu come to exclude according to the Chachamim? So that's what the Rush explains, that you still need Bayem Ahu. Because if we didn't have Bayem Ahu, then actually the Pasuk that says Vehizr and then Vehavi, we would have interpreted the way the Gemara, the Braisa is surely going to quote, of Rabbi Shmuel. That he learns actually the other way around. He says that when could you have Vehizr? That's only like the Pasuk concludes when you have Vehavi. That's why you had to have Bayom Ahu, to say that no, Ahu is excluding the Asham, because A, it says it afterwards, and moreover, that it makes sense to interpret Vehizir Behavi like that. But again, if we only had Vehizir Behavi, not Bayom Ahu, we would say maybe it's like Rav Shmuel ben Eshi Brichman Bereika. Now, but if we only had the Pasuk of Bayom Ahu, then again, we would have thought to say that what's Ahu coming to exclude? It would only be excluding the Oila, like Rav Shmuel says, but the Asham would be Ma'akiv. That's why you need Vehizir Behavi to say that no, that we see that you could be mazer, you could start counting your new Naziris, even though you didn't yet bring, because that's only at the end of the Pasuk, your carbon Asham. Whereas Rav Shmuel ben Noach ben Bereika, who he said that the carbon Asham is Ma'akiv, Oima, he would interpret to you this pasuk of a hizr and the mehevi, that vehizr vehevi means to say that a mosai hizr, that like the pasuk is almost like in condition, that when can you go out and count your new naziris, that's bezman shehevi, that's only when you go ahead and you bring your asham, because the asham is ma'akam, only then could you start counting your new naziris. So again, the Rush then says, so what is a who coming to teach? What is that coming to exclude? Because you already excluded in other words, you're already including your asham from that pasuk over there, so obviously we're only requiring asham. So that's what the Rush says. No, bahu is necessary to exclude, even though you didn't bring your oila. Now, the reason is, because if it only said behizr behavi, we would have interpreted, according to Bishmal, that only when you're mevi, all your karbanas, even karban oila, only then would you be able to start counting towards your naziris. That's why it has to say bayemahu to exclude the oila. Now again, if it only said bayemahu, then we would have thought that even if you don't bring any of your karbanas, that it's excluding all of them. That's why we need a contrary Shmuel b'hizr behavi to say that no, you can only start counting your new naziris when you maybe what the karban asham, which it says there in the pasuk, and most definitely the karban chatas, and it's only the karban oila that we're excluding from bayemahu. And therefore, that's the sources for these opinions in the Brice that we discussed, Rabbi Lazar and the Chacham and Bishmol ben Yosef Bichman Berika, regarding when is it that a person resumes, really starting over, his Naziris of Tahara. Is it like Rabbi Lazar says on day 7, which is like Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda's opinion, or is it like a previous opinion mentioned, that of Rabbi, which is on day 8, even though you didn't yet bring your Karbanos, or is it like the Chacham that said as long as you brought your Karban Chatas, or is it like Rabbi Shmuel, who says at least that not only is it not day 7, and not even just day 8, and not only that you brought your chatas, but you also have to bring your asham. And therefore, what are we excluding from bayemahu? That is, even though you didn't bring yet your karban oila, and that's what the Gemara just concluded now, that both according to the opinion of the Chacham and Rabbi Shmuel, you need to have these two psukim of bayemahu, which is a miyad, and the pasuk of the hizr behavi, each one according to their own interpretation.